Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
Later on today, we'll get an estimate as to how far along we are with wheat harvest 2016 from a couple of different sources. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission will give us an Oklahoma number at probably middle of the day today. Then this afternoon, USDA will give us their crop progress numbers that will include a wheat harvest estimate for Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and other states as well. This last Thursday evening, the Plains Grains Group said over 70% of the Oklahoma crop was now harvested, 59% of the Texas crop harvested, and 23% of the Kansas crop harvested. We've had three good days of harvest since that time, so we could easily be close to 80% harvested if you build off of that Plains Grains numbers in the state of Oklahoma. According to Mark Hodges with Plains Grains, one area of Oklahoma has really turned in an exceptional harvest here in 2016. And he says it's a remarkable turnaround from late April, early May in north central Oklahoma, then versus now.
They are, and I think what it'll show you is how much influence that weather makes from the point at when the crop scouts were out there, which was April or early May, till maturity. That the weather in that time frame makes a world of difference. And, you know, the 2 years I spent in Oregon averaged 61 bushel to the acre across the state. And one reason they do is because they have perfect grain field weather year after year after year. And that's really what we ended up with this year, especially north of I-40, was really cool weather, plenty of moisture in the profile, and we were protected in most cases from diseases. And so it really allowed that crop to reach maximum yield potential. And so we're reaping the benefits of that.
Executive Director Plains Grains, Mark Hodges. Time's running out to get a deal done in the U.S. Senate on the GMO labeling bill at the federal level that would preempt state law. Like Vermont, their mandatory on-package labeling law goes into effect the 1st of July. Effectively, after this Friday, June 24th, it'll be no longer possible to get anything done before that July 1 date as the House of Representatives goes on recess after the 24th. The Coalition for Safe, Affordable Foods continues to call on the Senate leadership and the Agriculture Committee to finish off the small legislative differences that remain between Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow. Pam Bailey, who's president and chief executive officer of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, they're a part of the coalition, says our intent is not to get between Senate negotiators, but urge them to finish their work today. Bailey said the July 1st effective date has already cost the food industry millions. The costs include changes to account for new labeling, supply chain changes, product sourcing changes, and potential reformulations. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.